This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, results of justice. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the results of justice in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic text, we see that the Islam is emphasizing on observing the justice in our individual life and the social life in both aspects. And the emphasis that we see is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times have ordered us in the Quran to observe the justice. Now, someone might say that, okay, I can observe the justice or I will observe the justice, but what are the effects? What are the results of this observing justice? Does it have a positive impact or results or effects in my life? Therefore, we look at the Islamic text and we find that in the ahadith, in the narrations, it is said that there are many, many effects and the positive effects of observing justice that are being said in our life. The first is where Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that when in a society people observe justice and they are bound to observe justice, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings blessing in it. And Imam has said, bil adli tatadha'afu al-barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the justice, He increases the blessings in the society. Therefore, if a society wants to have blessing in it, and if it wants to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is necessary to observe the justice. And this is justice which brings blessings, because this is justice which brings people closer to each other. Due to justice, people love each other. Due to justice, people are feeling secure in the society. And these are some of the blessings that we can see in the society as a result of observing justice, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the effects and results of justice in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said the first effect that we can see is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the blessings in the society which is observing the justice and which is spreading, establishing justice in the society. The second thing is that Imam has said, "Man adala fil biladi nashara Allahu alayhi ar-rahma." The one who spreads, establishes the justice in the society. Nashara means to establish, to deal with the people. Whoever establishes the justice in the cities, bilad is the plural form of balad, which is a city, cities, in different places. The one who establishes, who spreads the justice, who establishes it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings his rahmah, his mercy upon that person. And the societies that have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads the mercy amongst the people in those cities. The cities, the states, the places where people are observing and establishing justice, Allah brings mercy within them. People will also have mercy upon each other. And this is from the justice. The third thing is, man adala azuma qadrahu, whoever observes the justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his love amongst the people. People likes him. And the last thing but not least, which we can say, it is istimalu al-adli wal-ihsan mu'adhdhanun bidawami an-ni'mah, that when there is the justice and the goodness, ihsan, and the kindness in the society, these two things, mu'adhdhanun, they call people And they announced that there is dawam of ni'mah, there is continuation of the ni'mah, of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have continuation until there is justice in the society, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.